answer's on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it, it's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
Gone, I tell you, we're all gone. We've gone to the...
But I'm back.
Oh, it's you.
We're not gone.
Well, we were gone. I think we have gone. Given the amount of attention being paid to that Coca-Cola ad and the sort of really weird, strange
thing. Because it was the only thing interesting about the Super Bowl.
That may have been it. All right, so Jennifer Horn is back this Tuesday, the 4th of February. Jennifer learned how to pronounce February when she was a youngster. And still does a great job with that and library. That's why she's on this program, because she knows how to say February.
I never say it that way.
And library.
I do say the library, though.
Yeah. How do you say February?
Well, now I'm going to say it like you said. February.
There you go. I would hope so. After all, aren't I the leader?
Yeah.
Who's the leader of the club? I went to see Saving Mr. Banks over the weekend.
Isn't it great?
Have you seen that?
Yes. I loved it.
Yeah, it was great until I had a reality check with my children, who went through all of the things that Walt Disney did in his life. And apparently this script was written as a Disney plug for Disney and is not true at all.
I've heard both sides of the aisle, because Meryl Streep came out and said, oh, Walt Disney was a horrible man, blah, blah, blah. But then a lot of people came out defending him, saying, oh, no, this was quite the opposite. So I think it's a matter of
opinion.
Well,
I don't think that. I think Walt Disney did a lot of things that were not necessarily what you would have thought somebody in his position would do. But he was a businessman, and he also had great imagination. He did in creating the Disney image, the Disney world, the Disney brand. He did a great thing for American commerce. Whether you like the Disney worlds and the Disneylands, I happen to like Disneyland, not a big fan of Disney World.
Really? How come? Just because it's too spread out?
It's just, if you look at the reason for some of the things that have been created, it's too indoctrinaire. Maybe that's what I'm thinking. There's too much, and it isn't just Disney. I mean, the whole world, and maybe we go back to the Coke commercial, the essence of what we try to do in the name of shaping people's images, imagery, its ability, our mind's ability to think things through clearly versus how we are affected by what we hear, what we see. That's part of the human condition. That's what advertising is all about. And Disney is just a big advertising company. They create things, they advertise things. And the things they advertise are their own things. Mm-hmm. So they are extraordinarily successful. And on that measure, Disney, yep, works. It does. The stockholders. I remember when I worked at KABC, because I didn't need the money,
everybody got a card, right?
Got a card.
Membership card to Disney.
Yeah. But that wasn't the point was that we had the option to buy stock.
Oh, really?
In Disney, and I put every dollar that I made there into ABC stock and kept it for quite a while. It went up and down and sideways. But it was a very high-performing. I still have like 85 cents worth of the stock. Every year at the end of the year, I get a statement that shows, what my 85 cents worth of stock has made that year. It's a really good example of an American company that is successful. And it's based on American principles of graft, greed, corruption.
Yeah. It is consistent, though. I mean, it kind of goes up and down, but it usually stays pretty good.
Right. So anyway.
But did you like the movie, I guess, is the point.
I loved the movie, actually.
I thought it was great, too.
Yeah, it was a good movie. I had a little tear in my eye at the end.
Wasn't Colin Farrell the best you've ever seen him?
As
the dad?
At the beginning, I didn't figure out what was going on until about halfway through the movie, actually.
Uh-oh. He needed the cliff notes.
Well, I mean, I figured it out, but I didn't figure it out early on
as
to what her influences were. But it was an unusual role for Colin Farrell, who's usually in an action movie shooting him up and that kind of stuff. I thought it was... I tried to accept him in the role, and then after I did, it was okay. I don't know who else would have played. I wasn't trying to put somebody else in that role. It just was, it was okay. Let's talk a little bit about your you went to the, you didn't go to the game, but you went to Las Vegas for the weekend mm-hmm. to celebrate your birthday, which is tomorrow, right?
It's Thursday.
Thursday, okay.
You guys are so cute. It's funny, everybody keeps asking me, so when is it really? Yeah. Michael well, and you, it's
if
cute.
If you can spring it all.
Thursday, the 6th, yeah. My, Ronald Reagan's birthday.
Okay. So anyway, the Super Bowl, though, and mm-hmm. the places that you went and the activity that you saw going on, was Las Vegas sort of stopped? Were there a lot of people that didn't care about the game and they were out in the casinos? What
no,
was Las
pretty,
Vegas like?
It was pretty stopped, which is funny because I stayed in our room. We had a nice room, so we thought, well, we'll just watch it here. We'll beat the crowds. We won't have to deal with all the crazy people. And so we actually watched in our room. But later that night when we went to go to dinner, the cab driver said, oh, I was watching the game in my car. And I'm like, oh, are you allowed to do that on your cell phone? He said, business was stopped. He said there was nobody out in the cabs because everybody mm-hmm. just was where they were mm-hmm. and not moving around during the game. But, you know, I think that's pretty standard. Everybody's going to find their spot early on. It was busy early in the day and then just it died down during the game.
Right. All right. So, but not much excitement when you get right down to it.
You know, it was funny. Early on, you saw a lot of Broncos gear. You saw a lot of orange floating around. And by the end of the game, the only thing you could see were the Seahawks colors. I think anybody who had a Broncos shirt on pulled that thing off fast towards the end of the game.
Well, we have a lot of information from television. Not only those people who continue to talk about the Coca-Cola ad, mm-hmm. but also the ratings of the Super Bowl were superb at the beginning and through Bruno Mars. And then after that,
it got boring.
Fell way off. You have a lot of news in the television report, which comes along later on in the Good Day program. But I do want to get from you your the essence of the issue, and that's really kind of what it is that's been created around the Coca-Cola ad. That's something that Kenny and I have been talking about. Everybody, we talked about it yesterday. You didn't have a chance to register in, so what do you think?
I think Coca-Cola did it intentionally knowing that there would be fallout from it.
Fallout.
Yeah, because you're singing a very American song that in different languages that are not the American language. So I think they knew there would be some fallout. I think they're looking for it because it's giving them lots of publicity. Whether it's good or bad, it's still publicity. It didn't bother me the first time I saw it. The more I think about it, I don't necessarily like it. I probably wouldn't have chosen to do it. I think they could have done any other song, like, you know, any other song that was just from pop culture. But this is a purely Americana song, so I think that's where it gets a little offensive and dicey.
Not for me. I loved it. I thought it was
did you
great.
Like it?
Yep. I thought it was the perfect way to sort of do an up yours to the people who are so just downright negative on all of the aspects. How many times have you heard me go off on a rant about people in stores, restaurants that can't speak English and how it's just, it isn't, it's beyond annoying. But when it comes to something like this that pays tribute to the country, the fact that people won't learn, it isn't that they don't, they won't learn, they refuse to learn the language as a matter of disrespect for a culture that has accepted them, in many instances, illegally.
Mm-hmm.
They have just totally disrespected everything except the monetary benefits of coming here. That sends me over the edge. In this circumstance, though, I think there is a tribute, and as Kenny pointed out from one of our listeners who visited us, Twitter at Good Day Show and Facebook / Good Day Show. The fact that one of the pieces of this was in Native American language, which was the original American language,
right.
It speaks, I think, I don't know if well is the right word, but it speaks to the issue of what people really don't understand. And there's so that in my mind, there's a difference between singing the song America is Beautiful.
Right. Well, you're kind of a musical guy anyway. Now, what if they had said lyrics to the words in just in the language that it bothered you?
I'm sorry?
Without singing. What if they had just done some lyrics to the song? Like, what if they had recited the Pledge of Allegiance in different languages?
And I think that would have bothered me. Yeah.
I think you like it because it was a musical song that you thought was pretty.
I think there's a different way. I think, first of all, there's so many people that are just looking for something negative anyway.
I agree with you.
That's all they do is spend time trying to rip things apart. And especially if they were Denver fans, they were really looking for things to rip apart.
Okay, you can't say that. You cannot say that. I'm sure there were Seattle fans that were just as bothered as Denver fans.
No doubt about that, but I just think there was so many Give us something to rip apart. I mean, you know how after, and this is for a lot of big cities, when there is some team, whether it's baseball or football or whether they win the World Series, the equivalent of the Super Bowl, they go around town burning things up. They burn up, blow up cars, burn.
Yeah, L.A. does that all the time. The Lakers win something, and it's
right.
crazy.
Let's celebrate by burning the town down.
Knocking over a bus.
That's the kind of mentality that doesn't like the song. That's
not true, because I don't have that mentality. And you know what? I didn't, like I said, it didn't bother me really at first, and then thinking about it, well, I think what gets me more is that Coke has done this and started this discussion for
Coke
their own personal
brilliant.
Gain.
They're
gain. I mean, it really is.
That's
it's
what
like,
they get paid for.
That's
You're
what they get paid for.
$4 million dollars for an ad. They should get as much discussion out of it as they can. The person who created the ad should get a raise.
People are speculating, oh, Coke didn't know there was going to be all this fallout.
Oh, baloney.
Please.
That's foolishness. That is foolishness. 888-302-3684. Good Day Time is 17 after the hour. Jennifer and Kenny and Doug here on Good Day.
Watch what happens when I need something for business. Say my laptop just died.
OfficeMax has laptops, tablets, and printers that are perfect for you.
How'd she know? And why is this report in black and white?
OfficeMax has most major brands of ink and toner at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Okay, I'll go. Right after I clean up these files.
OfficeMax has cloud storage, so you can be productive on the road.
Isn't she amazing?
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. All at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Hot plates, cool stories. Share both this winter at P.F. Chang's. Gather your friends and try one of the six dishes on our new winter seasonal menu. Like the savory red wine and pepper braised beef. Or the orange ginger beet salad with fresh oranges and honey ginger dressing. And for a limited time, visit pfchang's.com and get an offer for $10 off a $40 purchase. See you soon.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
All right, Tim's in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Thoughts on the song, Tim?
You know, it's America the Beautiful, not America the Bigoted. And I think when you look at what our country's made of, the different languages and all the people, the ethnicities, the cultures, et cetera, it truly stated what, I mean, Coke, I think, nailed it on the head, and they went outside of the box a little bit. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they did it during the Bruno Mars concert that was funded by the Super Bowl made it even better.
Yep. All right. Thanks for the input. Appreciate it. There you go. Na 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 na, Jennifer. 20 right at the hour, and good day.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Charts during this week in 2008 called How Long. When I saw that title the first time, I thought this would be a remake of that song, How Long Has It Been Going On? I'm trying to remember who did that.
Ace.
Ace, that's it. Yeah, How Long Has It Been Going On? You're right. It was not. Thus, the different sound here, a tribute to the Eagles and their lasting prominence in American music, I think. The essence of our conversation here, 25 after the hour, focuses on entertainment. This part of, well, there are a lot of people who want to talk about things having to do with entertainment, including the late night hosts. So Conan O'Brien and Jay Leno and David Letterman have our ears now, starting with Conan O'Brien and the Super Bowl.
Some are saying, I don't, did you like the ads? The ads on the Super Bowl? Yeah, I didn't really. Some are saying, though, that this year's Super Bowl ads were socially progressive, with a Cheerios commercial featuring an interracial couple and Coke featuring a gay couple. Yeah, and I don't even want to know what the Clydesdale and the puppy are up to.
Did you all see that game yesterday? Oh, my. Was that like the worst Super Bowl ever? What was it, 43-8? The puppy bowl was more competitive than that.
Like, a lot of Bronco fans are sick over this. In fact, in Denver, fans went from smoking recreational marijuana to smoking medical marijuana.
Denver was so, by the fourth quarter, was considered a human rights violation. That's how bad the game was. Denver, they couldn't move the ball. The last time I saw a Bronco going that slow, OJ was driving it through L.A. That's how slow. That's how slow.
Plenty of those around here.
In fact, the team was so ineffective, today they were invited to join the Obama administration. That's how bad.
Big news in the world of late-night comedy, ladies and gentlemen. Jay Leno is, says last week. It's Jay Leno's last week.
Wow.
Yep. And also, it's the beginning of the Winter Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Two events that happen every 4 years.
No, there's not a lot of people around. It'd be interesting to see what they do with CBS in the late night department when he's done, because there's no bullpen there. What was it, Ferguson?
Well, Craig Ferguson, perhaps.
You don't think so. I'm surprised he makes it where he does.
That's what you probably said about Jimmy Fallon a couple of years ago.
I said that about him a couple months ago. I mean, a couple of years ago.
Last week.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of Jimmy Fallon in that sense. I think maybe I understand their thinking, but it doesn't. Jay Leno is the person, as was the case with Carson, who appeals to me. Now, how am I? Listen, it's foolish for me even to talk about this because I'm in bed at 8 o'clock.
Right.
So, but.
Funny thing, though, yeah. Jay Leno said Jimmy Fallon wasn't there for an interview. He was there to help him pack.
Yeah. So he was on last night. Well, that was the point. The Tonight Show last night with the two of them on together. They've been patting each other on the back since the Golden Globes. And I think Jay Leno has shown the class that he has. And anybody who thinks he was responsible for Colin O'Brien's failure at the Tonight Show, they just don't get it. I think Colin needs to get himself out of that so that he looks a little bit more, he has a little more class. Jay has some class, and Fallon has shown some class.
He's shown class, too.
Yeah, as well they ought to, frankly. 28 past the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, should we drug test welfare recipients?
Welcome back to Science Today. And we already have our next caller. Welcome. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hello, Philip. You sound really young.
Not really. I'm 9.
Oh, wow. You're still in elementary school, right?
Does that matter?
Oh, no, not at all. What's your question?
Well, I know the molecular formula for water is H2O. I also know that hydrocarbon is CH3CH250CH3. Glucose is C6H12O6. The general formula for an alkene is CnH2n+2. But what I can't seem to find is any scientific formula for Bob.
Bob?
My goldfish.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Lowry and Schrum. Governor Rick Scott in Florida wanted to drug test welfare recipients. Is this a good policy?
It's stupid. This issue's been around for a long time. I remember Fritz Hollings, senator from South Carolina, his opponent, once challenged him to do it because he opposed requiring welfare recipients to do it. And I think he said something about if that guy peed into his bottle, there'd be no brains left. And that was sort of the end of the issue. I just think this is a dumb issue.
I don't have a problem in theory with welfare programs being extremely prescriptive, although I'm a libertarian generally, but once you're...
Except if it comes to poor people?
No, once you're dependent on government help and government benefits, I think that's a different story. But I think all these programs need to have work requirements attached to them.
That was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Tuesday, Doug Steffen, Good Day Program. Welcome in Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler and Dudley Steffen here with the conversation about what's going on in the world. The first of three wintry storms hit the East Coast yesterday, Washington, Philadelphia, New York, and then into Boston. Another one tomorrow, and then another one on Friday. Won't that be swell?
Lucky.
Very, very nice.
Good things come in threes.
Yeah, and so I was supposed to go back to the East Coast tomorrow, which is not going to happen, I'm going to guess. I'm going to go to Dallas for Friday and Saturday. So I'm not sure going to Boston in a snowstorm, turning around and going to Dallas.
You're so much closer down here. It's fine.
All the meetings that I was supposed to go to will get canceled anyway. So you turn it around. The thing that really a lot of people don't discuss, not part of what the cost of the weather is, those people who have to, and I found this out firsthand last week, because once I got sick, it threw off my schedule to the point that it just the domino effect. I had to keep canceling flights and redoing flights. Mm-hmm. And at one point, I had done it three times. And American kept saying, okay, you got to pay the change fee. And I said,
it's like $150 or something,
no,
right?
No, it's $200 now.
$200 now.
I mean, if you can imagine anything.
Ouch.
I question my loyalty to them every time I run into something like this, because they are the most difficult. I have a couple of million miles on American, but they are, without a doubt, the most difficult, obstreperous, and just nasty people to deal with. Unless you go, if you go to the regular people who answer the phone at the regular desk, but if you go to at least the platinum or whatever desk that understands that you have some loyalty involved here, then maybe they'll change it or they'll think about it. But they're very happy to charge you as much as they can. And I don't see how you build the competitive nature of this business. I'm very happy now to take Virgin whenever I can.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't, the way
even
that it works.
Even though those Airbus crap cans,
yeah,
don't
even
like
though
the
Airbus crap cans,
I love Virgin. It's easy. It's a nice, clean plane.
Yeah. Well, that's because they're all newer. Wait mm-hmm. till they're 15 years old and see how they hold up. Anyway, that's part of the business of this. And people who are travel agents or who work with American or United or any of the legacy airlines, you really need to take a lesson from Southwest and from, and I'm not a big fan of Southwest, never have been, but I do think Virgin's okay. Even JetBlue isn't bad.
again, they're all running these crap can airbuses.
By the way, JetBlue.
When you hear me talking about that, here's the underscore. the way the Boeing planes are made, the quality of the structure, the integrity of the airframe, all the things that nobody thinks anything about. Jennifer says, oh, the planes are so pretty when we get in and they're so clean.
I care about a clean-looking plane.
Well, but you care about a plane that stays in the sky, right?
I do.
Yeah, okay.
More important, I like clean, too.
That's been done of the airframes of the Airbuses and how long they last versus the airframe of the Boeing plane, it's literally twice. You can buy 3 Airbuses for what it costs you to buy 2 Boeing planes. That's how cheaply they are made. And they will be, and as a matter of fact, the guy who works for Airbus told me these planes are designed to be thrown away in 15 to 20 years versus the planes that are built by Boeing that last 35 to 40 years.
But here's the thing. As long as the airlines throw them away in 10 to 15 years, then there's no
problem.
That's
the point. Yeah, exactly. And so we'll see, because a lot of these earlier Airbus 300s and 319s are getting to that point with U.S. Air especially. So let's see what they do with them now that they've been folded into American. All right, so enough of that. Let's talk a little bit about what is radio. We've spent so much time talking about the ads on television. Well, hey, boys and girls, this event, the Super Bowl, it garnered millions of listeners on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Millions, tens of millions of listeners. Never mind that. The pass-through when it came to actually listening online, there were tens of millions of people listening on the radio, but there are also, not tens of millions, but plenty of people that beat whatever records there were for streaming, listening to the stream of the Super Bowl broadcast online. But we keep talking about all these ads that are on television. How many people have taken stock of the ads that were on the radio? I'm going to give you the top five the top five ads as they appear. This is a radio program, folks. Radio, radio, radio. So the top five ads in the Super Bowl broadcast on the radio were at number five. Jennifer, you want to be the big voice announcer?
Number five.
Taco Bell.
Number four.
Exergen.
Oh, Global Thermometers. Number three.
Subway.
Number two.
Tilted Kilt.
Wait, the Tilted Kilt, really?
What is Tilted Kilt?
It's like a restaurant bar chain.
Really?
Yeah.
Number two. Okay.
Number one. Da-da-da-da!
Number one, Michael.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Advertisers, let's give the phrase "in this economy" a rest. What does that mean, anyway? That in this economy you've got a great deal for consumers, but in the next economy, no dice? Maybe you could take a cue from Motel 6. We help people save money in any economy with the lowest price of any national chain. Something to think about in this economy. Oops. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Michael, make sure you write that one down so we can send him a bill.
Yeah, exactly. Now, they've been on and off, so we'll give them a freebie. We'll give them a pass on that one. So, now, let's get to the latest on Philip Seymour Hoffman's death. And let's see how much we can do to annoy people. As long as people want to be annoyed, look for something to be angry about, in the sense that we had that Coca-Cola ad, which seems to have made a lot of people angry.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who are saying things that are making other people angry. Philip Seymour Hoffman died over the weekend of a deadly strain of heroin poisoning and overdose.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he spent $10,000 a month on his habits, his drug habits. He apparently had bags and bags and bags of heroin.
Yeah,
in his house.
At first, people were saying 10. Now I've heard 26. Up to 70. But last night, I think probably the most accurate report I've heard is around 50.
Yeah. Okay. So here's a fellow who's been involved with Hoffman. How many Hunger Games.
Hunger Games.
How many? There are three or four of those movies that are in the can?
There are three books. There are two that are out, and they were working on the third, so I don't know what they're going to do now that he's... I think they're in the middle of the third one now.
All right. So what's his relationship to Jared Padalecki from Supernatural? Padalecki, is that his name?
That I don't know. Do you know
Kenny,
that?
Do you know?
No, I don't know that there's... I don't think they've been in anything together.
I mean, other than the story, I mean, I don't know what their relationship was before, but I think he was criticized for the tweet that he sent out about Philip Seymour Hoffman.
But I don't understand why, and I'm going to just drop this on you. This is for conversation. This maybe we'll get some Twitter comment on this and Facebook comment, Kenny. He referred to this guy, Jared Padalecki, referred in his tweet about Philip Seymour Hoffman that his death was senseless and stupid.
Yeah, and he's right.
I would agree with that 100%. Who
he said, that isn't the word I'd use to describe a 46-year-old man throwing his life away to drugs. Senseless is more like it. Stupid.
Yep.
And you know what? I mean, I believe that addiction is a real thing. But at some point, this guy has kids. And at some point, those kids should become more important than that addiction to you. And I'm with him. I mean, I think it is stupid and senseless.
It's really also selfish.
And selfish.
That would be the third word that I would use. Given what you just said with regard to his children,
and
anybody
not,
who does
not,
something like this is just a selfish SOB.
I'm not taking it away because I've seen addiction in my family, and I know it's a real thing.
I have too.
But this guy had the world at his fingertips. He had a lot of money that he could have tried to throw at this problem, and he chose not to do that.
All right, let's ask Dr. Ron Hoffman about this and addictions to these sorts of drugs and what they do to you. I'm sure he's seen that in his practice. Dr. Ron Hoffman is going to join us for a medical discussion in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
The winter games may only last 2 weeks, but here at Rite Aid, the winter savings games last all month long. Come in now to get up to $50 in plus-up rewards. Thousands of products qualify, and you have all of February to shop your way towards more rewards with your Wellness Plus card. That's $50 in Rite Aid plus-up rewards just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only, February 2nd through March 1st. See RiteAid.com for details.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to Intuit.TurboTaxPreparationList.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What if I told you you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 88weirdspice.com. People who have followed this plan at 88weirdspice.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 88weirdspice.com is a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 88weirdspice.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 88weirdspice.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 88weirdspice.com. Watch for free at 88weirdspice.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to 88weirdspice.com.
Dr. Ron Hoffman now joins us here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. His web is drhoffman.com, drhoffman.com. No relation to Philip Seymour Hoffman, or I don't know that that's the case. I said that, and then I thought to myself, well, maybe he is related.
No, indeed, I'm not related, Doug, but, you know, profoundly affected by the death of this great talent. You know, really much admired his performances.
Well, under the circumstances, the guy that spends $10,000 a month on heroin and shoots it up, he sniffs it, whatever he does. We were just talking about addictions. How easy or not, how does somebody get that hooked and how do they get off?
Well, you know, actually, I did a little interview, and there's a podcast that's going to be up today with a guy that I talked to who's from an addiction center, who provided me with some insight on this. You know, Philip Seymour Hoffman had been in recovery for a prolonged period of time. He dabbled, used a lot of drugs in his 20s, but then when he embarked on a successful Hollywood career, he seemingly put it behind him.
I never thought that. Honestly, Ron, looking at that guy, he looked like somebody that was addicted to me.
Addicted perhaps to food, but clearly to medication. You know, maybe he was in and out of, you know, out of sobriety. But one theory on this is that he developed some kind of pain problem, and he was indiscriminately prescribed some pain medication for some ordinary problem, like a back problem or a neck problem, whatever, you know. But it seemed innocuous at the time. But this is like putting fuel on the fire for someone with an addictive personality. Began, using this excessively, even snorting it. And then because of the, it's actually more difficult in some ways to get prescription pain meds these days. They're cracking down.
Yeah.
Heroin is actually becoming more available, particularly in big metropolitan areas. There's a real flood of heroin into the marketplace. And this may have been a more expedient way for him to treat his pain and his addiction and his dependency to just get illicit drugs.
You know, as a political side comment, the reason that heroin is more easily available is because the Taliban, in their effort to get back at America for going in and messing up their trade in Afghanistan and around the rest of the world, has made it cheaper so the more people get hooked. That's their way of getting back, whether you're thinking that, folks, or not. That's the reality.
Well,
our war in Afghanistan is a direct result. Us being in Afghanistan, the direct result of that is the number of increased heroin addictions because it's cheaper. Go ahead, Jennifer.
My question is not necessarily about where that came from, but they also mentioned he had some cancer-treating drugs, and that's what killed him, the mix of the cancer-treating drugs with the heroin. Can you speak to what that was? Did you hear about that?
Sure. Yeah, there is a drug called fentanyl, which is so powerful and so addictive that they basically give it to patients with terminal cancer. I mean, it's a great pain reliever, but it's highly addictive and makes you, you know, basically dysfunctional. But in hospice settings or people with very serious intractable pain, they give it as a patch. But when you take that drug and you inject it, it supercharges its effect. And combined with heroin, this could easily cause respiratory arrest. Also, you know, sometimes people go for a while without taking heroin, and they take what seems like their normal dose, but it's laced with something else. That could be a fatal dose. I mean, he died with the needle in his arm, which suggests that death was rapid and relatively instantaneous.
Yeah. What just amazing. Senseless, the word been used by people, stupid, selfish, all those things, taking into consideration his family. Have no idea how powerful these things are, and staying away from them. Kids who just flirt with it all the time, you know, they want to try it. It's, hello, use your
Hopefully
head.
Hopefully this will be a cautionary tale.
Yeah, you know,
this,
think
this
that,
will be,
right.
A high-profile death, because literally hundreds and hundreds of deaths like this occur on a weekly basis across the United States. It's not celebrity deaths. They don't get a lot of attention, but there's a big problem.
Yeah, there is a big problem. All right, Ron, it's too bad that's the big medical story of the week, but it will be because people are trying to understand the effects of these powerful drugs, and I want people to understand the availability of the drugs and why they are available, thus the statement about Afghanistan, which is the truth. That's why there's so much now usage of heroin and so many kids getting addicted to it because of us going into Afghanistan and the Taliban getting back at us. Dr. Hoffman, drhoffman.com is Ron Hoffman's address on the Internet.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's now 53 after the hour. Tech Talk time here on Good Day. Shelley Palmer is with us. He's going to talk about a couple of hotels in the Silicon Valley that will let you use your smartphone to unlock your hotel room. Something new and exciting. Let's figure out how that works in just a moment here on Good Day.
Watch what happens when I need something for business. Say my laptop just died.
OfficeMax has laptops, tablets, and printers that are perfect for you.
How'd she know? And why is this report in black and white?
OfficeMax has most major brands of ink and toner at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Okay, I'll go. Right after I clean up these files.
OfficeMax has cloud storage, so you can be productive on the road.
Isn't she amazing?
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high-heat gloves, page 2640 of the Grainger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Grainger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're staying at the Aloft Hotel in Manhattan or Silicon Valley, you'll soon have a brand new way to get into your room. These two Starwood Hotel locations are fitting all of their rooms with technology that will let you unlock your door by using your smartphone as a room key. The best part of all? You don't even need to check in at the front desk. Guests will get a message in the official Starwood app before they arrive containing a virtual key that unlocks your hotel room via Bluetooth. The tech is compatible with all iPhone 4s and newer as well as on Android phones running version 4.3 and later. While some hotel owners have found that many travelers prefer to talk to a person when they check into a hotel, many others have been searching for ways to eliminate the traffic jams that can sometimes be found at a hotel's front desk. Could this tech become a new standard in the hotel industry? We'll find out when the feature rolls out this spring. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
In 1952, Martha's parents drove her home in their brand spanking new coupe they just insured with a spiffy outfit called Geico.
In 1967, Chad got a far-out policy from Geico and saved himself some bodacious bread.
In 1994, Natalie got the 411 from her homegirls on a fat with her pH insurance policy from Geico.
Word to your mother.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
From corner office CEOs to stay-at-home moms to students of all ages, people from all over our country have competed against one another in the hopes of helping others and building better communities. Here's the story on that event from Brian Osich.
Ordinary people doing extraordinary things, all while inspiring others and changing lives. For the third year in a row, the Super Service Challenge motivated thousands of people and companies with a mission to serve their communities in a meaningful way. The initiative's ambassador, New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees.
It's an honor to be a part of such a worthwhile mission. Last year, the Super Service Challenge brought $1 million to New Orleans, money that helped build homes, create soup kitchens, and change the lives of those who needed it most. And I'm proud to say this year's winners are keeping up the tradition.
With over 50,000 hours invested and $3 million awarded, the Super Service Challenge's Mike Lance says this year's crop of teams proved a big point.
We're seeing how every act of service makes a difference, and it's easier than ever before to make an impact. This year alone, over 1,100 nonprofits were served, and because of that, thousands of lives were made better.
To see videos of incredible acts of service, go to SuperServiceChallenge.com. That's Newsbreak from the Super Service Challenge.
Love is in the air. There's no better way to celebrate the season than with exceptional chocolate. Here's some more information on a perfect match, love and chocolate, as you head into Valentine's Day.
It's the time of year many of us will be showering loved ones with heartfelt gifts. And Lint Master Chocolatier Ann Chaya says premium chocolate is the perfect way to show your love.
With the finest ingredients and highest quality, Lint Chocolate embodies expert craftsmanship and passion. Gifts from the heart this Valentine's Day by sharing premium chocolate, such as irresistibly smooth Lindor truffles, with friends, family, and significant others.
Lint is spreading even more love online. Now through February 14th, visit Facebook.com/LintChocolate and play the Match to Melt game for the chance to win daily prizes leading up to Valentine's Day, including a luxurious grand prize trip for two to Napa Valley. And don't be afraid to treat yourself to a little extra love this season. Stop in any Lint chocolate shop between now and Valentine's Day to receive a free Lindor truffle. Melting hearts at first taste. For more, visit Facebook.com/LintChocolate. That's Lifestyles from Lint.
If you want something on the other side, Jennifer, football and flatbreads.
Yum.
Like quarterback and receiver, but tastier. This season, Buffalo Wild Wings introduces cheeseburger and barbecue chicken flatbreads. Buffalo Wild Wings.
I'm in.
Beer and sports. Oh, yum. It's 59 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.